The beginning of the Gospel of St. John reminds us famously that in the beginning was the Word. Harkens back to the beginning of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, how does he do it? He speaks his word. Let there be light, and there is. In the beginning was the Word. This word in Greek, the Logos, also refers to the wisdom, the power of God. Our belief in the Trinity is that God has always been three persons in the one God. From the beginning, there was God, and God has always been three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why we say in our creed that the Son is eternally begotten, begotten outside of time. The great mystery we celebrate at Christmas is that the Word, this second person of the Holy Trinity, in time, at a specific moment in time, in creation, December 25th, year zero, if you will, becomes man. The second person of the Holy Trinity takes on our own human nature. The Book of Wisdom beautifully prophesies about this in our entrance antiphon today. When peace had settled over all and night had run half her swift course, your all-powerful word, O Lord, leapt down from heaven, from the royal throne. How beautiful that language expresses what it is that we celebrate here at Christmas. God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, leaps down from heaven to become one of us. I love the way that almost expresses the anxiousness of God to take on our human nature, to show us of his great love. He leaps down from heaven into this mix of our world. What beautiful language for Christmas. But there's an important truth that is contained in this, because it's said that when people ask, what is it that caused Satan, the fallen angels, to rebel against God, it's often pointed to this very fact, the idea that the second person of the Holy Trinity, eternal God, would take on our human nature. That Lucifer, Satan, the fallen angels, when they saw that this was God's plan, they who were perfect, who had no bodies, who were pure spirit, this was what caused them to fall. That they would not accept the fact that God, who was pure spirit, who was perfect, would ever dare to descend to become one of lowly man. And Satan therefore said, I will not serve, I will not be part of this plan, and therefore set himself opposed to God. What does this say then about God? It says that he loved us so much, St. John would later go on to say, that he took on our very nature, that the Father gave his only Son, that the world would have life through him. So we have on the one hand this beautiful affirmation of our human nature, of creation, of this human world. God, eternally begotten, becomes begotten in time, December 25th, year zero, because he loves us, our human nature. He wants to come right down in the midst of it and show us the Father's love. He leaps down from heaven, from the royal throne. So we have the truth on one hand. Human nature, creation, good. But then St. John, in our first reading today, also reminds us, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticement are passing away. There's the other half of the picture, the other truth. As good as the world is, as good that the second person of the Trinity would become part of our world, take on our flesh, St. John reminds us that this world is not the end purpose of the incarnation. It's not the end purpose of our lives even. He reminds us that Jesus becomes man, becomes one of us, precisely not to say this world is good in itself, but rather to point to heaven, to point to what this world was created for, to point to what we were created for, to keep our eyes fixed on heaven. Do not love the things of the world. Now he's not saying don't find joy and pleasure. Surely Jesus became man and Jesus loved things in this world. Everything that is good in this world, yes, we affirm that. We say thanks be to God for all the good in the world. But we should always keep in mind that this is not an end in itself. All the good that we see here on earth, all the love that we experience here on earth, is merely an image, a foretaste, a foreshadowing, pointing us forward towards heaven. It reminds us of what we will have in heaven. The very incarnation itself, the incarnation of the love of God, is meant to remind us and point us to that love we will have forever in heaven. So we see our prophetess Anna today in the gospel. She is a great Old Testament, New Testament bridge that fully foreshadows and points towards this. Says that she's in the temple night and day, living till the time she was 84 as a widow. She worships night and day with fasting and prayer. And she is coming forward at the very time that Joseph and Mary bring Jesus into the temple. She's that great witness who lives in the world, but yet with an expectation of something beyond the world. She waits patiently, night and day, praying and fasting, waiting for the revelation of God, for the coming of Jesus. When she sees it, she is then able to, like Simeon that we read about yesterday, to rejoice. She speaks to God about the child and to all those who are around who are awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. So in our readings today, we get the great picture for our life. To give thanks, to affirm all that is good in this life, to remember that God became part of it. He became one of us. He lifts up all of human nature and says, it is good. Just like we heard in Genesis, God created it and said, it is very good. We have to affirm that. But on the other hand, part two, we have to affirm, as good as this is, all that good is merely a participation in that ultimate good of God. Everything good, all the love points us forward. So we celebrate that at Christmas too. God becomes one of us that he might point us back and direct our lives towards heaven. A holy day has dawned upon us. Come, you nations, and adore the Lord. Today a great light has come upon the earth. A light that points us towards heaven, the eternal light in which we all hope to live.